This is Polly Goodman interviewing Miss Louise Windsor on the second floor of the Houston Cole Library. Today's date is March the 1st, 1996. The subject of this interview is Miss Windsor's experiences as a college teacher in mainland China and librarian in Taiwan. 1983, during a very difficult time in my life, I enrolled into a program titled the Clerical Cluster Training Class. Miss Windsor became my instructor. She is such an interesting, kind, and lovable person. I never forgot her assisting me and helping me through those bad times in my life. Many times since then, I have thought about her acts of kindness. The last time I heard from Miss Windsor, she was in the process of going on a foreign mission. I hadn't heard or seen from Miss Windsor in several years. And amazingly, on my way to my American history class on last Wednesday, I ran into her in the lobby of the library. When I got to class, we were assigned an oral history interview. She immediately came to my mind. I noticed she will have something interesting to say. This is my reason for choosing her. Miss Windsor is just that type of person.
Well, first of all, let me say I feel very honored that you are interviewing me. I really do, and I appreciate your asking me to do this. Actually, as far as my background goes, I was born in Anniston, Alabama, which is right down the road from Jacksonville, and I grew up there. I had a very good childhood, a very large family, and I was the youngest of nine children.
Can you tell me about your educational background?
All right. I married Milton Windsor. He was from the state of Maine, and we met because he had been sent down here from his army service. His father was a Baptist minister in the state of Maine, and so I met him at Park Lamar Baptist Church, which was right across the street from Wakefield's in Anniston. And I was about 19 when we met, and we were married when I was 22, and I had six children. So I was very involved with the children and traveling, and it was only after my children got older, actually we lost two of our little girls, but we raised four children. But it was actually after the children got older, and then we did bring my father-in-law and mother-in-law down here to live for 10 years after he retired from the ministry. So I was so involved with the family, I was unable to really work or do anything outside the home until they got older. And then I did go back to school, and although I had some college previously, I went back to school and received my BS degree. Incidentally, my undergraduate degree was in history, to teach secondary in secondary education, and a minor in library science. And then when I went on to get my master's, I got my master's in library science. And here at Jasper State University, and it's something I feel that I really feel that I just love to do. I love being a librarian.
Well,
as a librarian at Jasper State University right now, what I'm doing, I'm the bibliographic instruction librarian, and the English classes come over to the library, English 101, English 102, many sections of those courses, and then the other, many other classes as well will come to the library. Because they really do not know how to use the library, and especially if they're doing research, they need to get periodical articles, journal articles, and also to find books and other materials. And it's really a joy, because I enjoy so much having the classes come over to the university, and then we're able to just hands-on show the students how to use the computer catalog. In the olden days, well, until very recently, really 4 or 5 years ago, the catalog for all the books and materials was in the basement, and there were little cards. It took a long time to go through those cards and find the materials that you needed or the location of the materials. Then so many times you would go up on the floor and the materials would be gone, they would be shut down. with the new computer catalog, it's so very quick. You can find the materials, the location materials you need, and then it will indicate whether or not those materials are checked out, and if they are, on what date they will be returned. This saves the students so much time and is just such a wonderful and efficient way to find the materials.
And while I'd like to give the opportunity to travel to the country of China, do you want to tell us what you about your travel?
I would love to do that. That was just a fabulous opportunity, and it was really a turning point in my own life because I had traveled before. My husband was in the military. He was actually a finance officer. And we traveled and lived in Europe for a number of years. Actually, he was stationed in a place that was just a fabulous place. I loved where we lived. We had an opportunity to learn foreign language, and I studied music while we were there in Europe. But it was different from going to China, because when we lived in Europe and went to Europe with the military, we were part of a large, very large organization, and we felt like that whatever happened to us, we would be taken care of medically or any other way. When we went to China, we really went without any United States life support systems. We went because we felt that was what we should do. We had always had so much given to us. We had so many blessings, and we just said, you know, what can we do to give something back to the lives of others who do not have so much as we do? So when we had the opportunity to go to China, we were asked by the Southern Baptist Foundation Board if we would be interested in going to China and teaching. My husband had gone to Africa, to West Africa, a very, very large area, and had audited down all of our Southern Baptist hospitals in West Africa. And they didn't need me, they didn't send me in, and so he went by himself. And when he got back, I asked him, I said, Milton, tell me, you know, what was it really like in Africa? Because sometimes he would have to travel way back into the bush, and sometimes, of course, the hospitals would be in big, big modern large cities. I said, you know, tell me, what was it really like? And he said, Bunny, he called me Bunny. He said, Bunny, they are the sweetest people on earth. And I knew then that that experience had just meant so much to him. And so when the Health and Values Foundation Board asked us if we would be interested in going to China, we said, well, we knew that China was a closed country and had been for so long, and we just said, well, how can we get into China? And they said, of course, missionaries cannot go into China. It is an atheistic country. The government of China itself is atheistic. It's a communistic country. And all missionaries were literally asked to leave about 40 years ago. Everybody, the Roman Catholics, everybody. And so they said that they desperately are trying to learn English and they want to modernize. And so they have asked that we send in some teachers of English. Well, we really took that very, very seriously and felt almost compelled to go to China. So we bought a security system and put on our house. We locked the house up and we just packed our bags and got all of our shots and we just said, here we are, we're ready to go. And it was an absolutely life-changing experience. I would say like Milton did when he came back from Africa. I know the Chinese people have to be the sweetest people on earth because they have nothing. I never knew a Chinese who owned a car, not even the president of our institution. They're very poor. But at the same time, there's just such a sweetness about them, and they don't complain. And I think that taught me an awful lot about life, just being in a situation of that kind.
Did it create a problem for you, the language, anything over there?
Not really, because our students were older. They were not like the typical 18, 19-year-old students that we have here as college freshmen. The students in China had been through that horrible 10-year period of the Cultural Revolution. And if you've read Chinese history, you know what a terrible, terrible town that was. Most of the schools and colleges, institutions were closed. The churches were all closed. The people who were teachers and doctors and professional people, the government felt that they were not revolutionary enough, and so they were all sent to work out into the countryside. They were made to work into the right in the rice paddies and shovel manure and do the most menial of tasks. And so the schools being closed, our students that we had been through that difficult time, and they did not have the opportunity of going to college. So when we went, the government had reopened the schools and had allowed the students to go back. So we were teaching, actually high school teachers of English, but those students who had gone through the Cultural Revolution and had suffered so terribly, terribly much. And therefore, they were so eager to learn and so very appreciative of any kind of an interest that you took in them.